5, A Clash of Cultures. Chapter Preview, Terms. Impressment, Missouri Compromise, Migrate, Seed, Subsistence, Assimilation, Syllabary, Indian Removal Act, Allotment, Lottery. People, Wichita, Caddo, Comanche, Kiowa, Kitsa, Shawnee, Osage, Quapaw, Cherokee, Andrew Jackson, Choctaw, Creek, Chickasaw, Seminole, Sequoia, Seneca, Kickapoo, Uchi, Cayuga, Montfort Stokes. Places: Missouri Territory, Arkansas Territory, Salina, Fort Smith, Fort Gibson, Fort Towson, Cherokee Outlet. A number of nomadic Plains Indian tribes consider the land that became Oklahoma part of their own territory. In the 1820s, some of the eastern tribes agreed to move to this Indian country. The Indian Removal Act of 1830 signaled the beginning of the forced removal of many tribes to Indian country. The forced relocations took a heavy toll, and many lives were lost. Section 1. Treaties. As you read, look for Oklahoma's position as a U.S. territory, U.S. participation in the War of 1812, the tribes that migrated to Oklahoma in the late 1700s and early 1800s, early forts established in the area, vocabulary terms, impressment, Missouri Compromise, migrate, seed, and subsistence. President Jefferson wanted to tie the Indian nations to the United States with treaties, partly to help assure the security of the new country. The treaties were intended to gain land and trade and to keep the Indian tribes as allies of the United States rather than of any European country. Jefferson believed the lands belonged to the Indians, but he hoped to use treaties to speed up the process of obtaining those lands for white settlement. He also hoped to use treaties to slowly encourage Indians to adopt the European way of life, shifting from hunting to farming. Europeans argued that the natives of America were inferior, but Jefferson replied, "I believe the Indian then to be in body and mind equal to the white man." He felt that changing the Indians' environment would make them accept and become like the white man's American. The vast territory the United States gained in the Louisiana Purchase kept European countries from colonizing in the area. That western land could be traded to the Indians for their eastern lands, which were in high demand by settlers. No one could foresee that white settlement would soon reach from coast to coast. New states. The territory claimed by the United States was steadily being carved up to form states. According to the Northwest Ordinance of 1787, a territory had to have at least 60,000 residents before it could seek statehood. In 1812, the territory of Orleans became the state of Louisiana. The territory of Louisiana, which included Oklahoma, was renamed the Missouri Territory. That year also saw the beginning of the War of 1812, in which the United States hoped to gain respect, stop British colonizing efforts in the United States, and halt the British practice of impressment, forcing U.S. sailors to serve in the British Navy. The British won most of the battles of the war and burned the U.S. Capitol and the White House in Washington, D.C. in 1814. Not knowing that the war had already ended, however, Major General Andrew Jackson soundly defeated the British in the Battle of New Orleans in 1815. The Treaty of Ghent officially ended the war and restored and clarified U.S. boundaries. The war also proved the Americans' strength and character. With clear boundaries, the westward push continued. Even more white settlers poured into the region west of the Mississippi River. In 1819, Oklahoma became part of Arkansas Territory. When Missouri and Maine both sought statehood in 1817, tensions rose over the balance of free and slave states. Statesman Henry Clay resolved the issue with the Missouri Compromise of 1820, which admitted Missouri as a state that allowed slavery and Maine as a state in which slavery was not permitted. The Missouri Compromise also prohibited slavery north of Missouri's and the Oklahoma Panhandle's southern border at 36 degrees 30 minutes north latitude. The solution to the slavery issue proved to be temporary. The Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854 essentially abolished the 1820 Compromise. In the Dred Scott decision of 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Congress had no power to bar slavery in any of the new territories. The slavery debate would erupt into the Civil War 4 years later, creating new havoc in Oklahoma. Early migrations. For years, many Indian tribes had found the land of Oklahoma ideal for hunting and trading, in spite of some calling it desert-like. Tribes sometimes moved from one area to another to find better food sources or to escape enemy tribes. An average territory or roaming area for many Plains Indians was 500 to 800 miles. Early on, Oklahoma was included in the roaming area of several tribes. The Wichita tribe had relocated from the northern part of Oklahoma to the southern Red River Valley, partly to escape their hated enemy, the Osage. The Wichita, known as reliable and hospitable to their friends, grew corn, pumpkins, beans, and tobacco. They traded mats made from dried pumpkin strands and surplus crops to the Comanche for horses, mules, and buffalo robes. They were also known to raid enemy camps, taking horses and captives. Some Caddo were also living along the Red River in southeastern Oklahoma. The sociable, industrious tribe was known for its use of sign language, which was developed to facilitate trade with other tribes. Soon after the Louisiana Purchase, the number of Caddo people decreased greatly due to war and disease. In the 1700s, the Comanche tribe was in the North Platte River area of what is now Wyoming, but they clashed with the Sioux and moved south to the Central Plains. Horses, hunting, and warfare were a major part of Comanche life. Their victims included Spanish and American settlers, as well as other Plains tribes. Some of the northern Comanche bands traded with Thomas James at a stockade post he established about 1822 near the Canadian River in northwestern Oklahoma. Members of the Kiowa tribe were in the western Montana region in the early 1700s. Later, they allied with the Crow tribe when they moved out of the mountains. They eventually drifted to the Central Plains, where they fought the Comanche. In the late 1700s, the Kiowa and Comanche tribes became allies, but the Kiowa were enemies of the Caddo, Tonkawa, and others. In 1833, Osage warriors attacked a Kiowa camp in southwestern Oklahoma, killing some 150 Kiowa in what is now called the Cutthroat Gap Massacre. Another tribe, the Kiowa Apache, took refuge with the Kiowa as they moved south along the base of the Rocky Mountains, but they were also known to roam the Great Plains. The Kaitza were in Texas and Louisiana in the 1700s. By the 1800s, they had moved into western Oklahoma. Several bands were living with the Wichita in 1837. Some of the Shawnee migrated, moved from one place to another, into Oklahoma in the early 1800s, and the southwestern bands became known as Absentee Shawnee. They settled along the Canadian River. Some bands of Delaware were in Indian Territory as early as 1812 when they were at war with the Osage. The Osage tribal territory in the 1700s was between the Missouri River and the Arkansas River, which included northeastern Oklahoma. The large Osage band was often at war with other tribes. hunting parties of eastern tribes that ventured into Oklahoma often found themselves in skirmishes with the Osage. The Chouteau brothers, longtime French traders, persuaded an Osage band to relocate their village to northeastern Oklahoma in order to continue the Chouteau's trading business. In fact, the oldest permanent white settlement in Oklahoma, Salina, was established in 1821 as a trading post by Joseph Revoir and the Chouteaus. Quapaw Indians were in eastern Oklahoma and Arkansas. Their language was similar to the Osage, but the Quapaw was a smaller and more peaceful tribe. In a treaty signed in 1818, the Quapaw ceded, turned over, most of its territory to the United States, retaining only a small tract in Arkansas. In 1824, the tribe, devastated by disease, moved to join the Caddo along the Red River. When that effort failed, the Quapaw again moved in 1833 to a small area near the Seneca tribe in northeastern Oklahoma. A later survey found that some had built their homes on Seneca land, which resulted in many Quapaw leaving the area, not to return until after the Civil War. In the late 1700s, a hostile band of Cherokee had moved into the Arkansas Territory from along the Tennessee River. These western Cherokee were often at war with the Osage, which the federal government believed would stop other eastern tribes from relocating. To stop the Indian wars, the United States encouraged the Osage to cede most of their Arkansas and Missouri land in 1808. The 1816 Lovelease Purchase Treaty, Major William Lovely was the government agent to the Cherokee, traded hunting land for the Cherokee for cash and gifts for the Osage. Unsatisfied, the western Cherokee, along with warriors from other tribes, attacked the Osage at Clermont's village near present-day Claremore. In 1817, the U.S. Secretary of War ordered the establishment of Fort Smith in Arkansas Territory in an unsuccessful effort to halt the violence. Early Forts. Another post west of Fort Smith was needed to protect both the Indian and the white people in the area. In 1824, Colonel Matthew Arbuckle established the first federal fort in Indian Territory on the Grand Neosho River. Originally known as Cantonment, Temporary Accommodations, Gibson, it was renamed Fort Gibson in 1832. The additional military presence resulted in another treaty in 1825 in which the Osage ceded their land in Oklahoma and relocated to Kansas Indian Territory. Years later, in 1870, the Osage sold their Kansas lands and purchased a new reservation in Indian Territory, where the remainder of the Osage tribe moved. This land, in what is now Osage County, proved to be a windfall, an unexpected gain, when oil discovered there made the Osage among the wealthiest people in the world. As soon as Colonel Arbuckle had work underway on Cantonment Gibson, he led other troops to a site near the confluence, joining of the Red and Kiamichi Rivers to set up Cantonment Towson. The fort was a border post between the United States and Mexico. From this post on the edge of the frontier, soldiers regulated trade between Indians and whites and helped keep peace in the region. The post was renamed Fort Towson in 1832 and served to protect the relocated Choctaw. Federal funds were appropriated in the 1820s to build a road from Fort Smith to Cantonment Towson, then on to Fort Jessup in Louisiana. In 1834, soldiers opened a military road from Fort Towson to the mouth of the Washita River in Choctaw Country. These primitive roads were cleared of brush and trees with spades and axes, and by using horses to pull heavy log drags. If a stream couldn't be forded, a simple timber plank bridge for supply wagons was built. the Army added more permanent bridges in the 1850s. With the new military post west of Fort Smith, Congress changed the western boundary of Arkansas Territory to align with cantonments Gibson and Towson. The Arkansas Territorial Legislature soon organized the area as Lovely and Miller counties. The area west of Arkansas and Missouri and east of the Mexican border was called Indian Country. After 1830, the area became known as the Indian Territory. Cherokee Outlet. White settlers and hunters continued to press into western Cherokee land in Arkansas. In 1828, the western Cherokee agreed to exchange their Arkansas land for land in Indian Territory. This 1828 treaty, as well as an 1825 treaty with the Choctaw tribe, moved the eastern boundary of Indian Territory to a line beginning on the Arkansas River, 100 paces east of Fort Smith, and running thence due south to the Red River. The boundary north of the Fort Smith site was surveyed in a direct line to the southwest corner of Missouri. The new Cherokee lands included 7 million acres in northeastern Oklahoma and a perpetual, lasting forever, outlet west, which extended their land west in an approximately 60-mile-wide strip to the border of the U.S. territory, now Oklahoma's western border. This strip of land became known as the Cherokee Outlet. In addition to the land trade, the 1828 treaty included $50,000 for the inconvenience of moving, $2,000 a year for 3 years for livestock compensation, $2,000 a year for 10 years for education, $1,000 for a printing press and type, $500 to George Guess, Sequoia, for the great benefits he has conferred on the Cherokee people, and other compensation. The treaty also laid the groundwork for relocating the eastern Cherokee to Indian Territory, offering each family a good rifle, blankets, a kettle, 5 pounds of tobacco, land compensation, cost of migration, and subsistence for a year. Subsistence is the minimum resources, as in food and shelter, needed to support life. Only a few Eastern Cherokee took the offer and relocated west. It's your turn. Number 1. What issue did the Missouri Compromise temporarily settle? Number 2. Why did tribes migrate to Oklahoma in the early 1800s? Number 3. Where was the first federal fort built in Indian Territory?